Oh yeah, I'm Barry Moran, and you're listening to Mayo Are Back.
Howie lads, Con Mort here, and Mayo Are Back.
Look at guys, you're listening to one of the best podcasts I've ever heard. It's Mayo Are Back.
Angelina Nugent speaking, just wanted to say,
Mayo Are Back.
Hello, this is Kim Jong-un, and welcome to the Mayo Are Back podcast.
How do? Pope Francis here, Mayo Are Back.
Mayo Are fucking back.
Let them say what they like about Mayo people, but Mayo supporters are the best supporters in the world.
Well, hello, folks, and how do? A very big how do to you. You're listening to the Mayo Are Back Christmas special, and no matter where you are right around the globe, we'd like to say hello to the Mayo Are Back diaspora. You're listening to myself, TJ. I'm going to be hosting you this evening, and we're joined by a man who needs no introduction, but I am very much going to introduce him anyways, and that man is Fat Larry. Fat Larry, how do?
Happy Christmas, TJ, and happy Christmas to all of the Mayo Are Back inbreds. It's dotted all around the globe. It's absolutely fantastic to be here once again for the annual Mayo Are Back Christmas special, which I have been informed by quite a number of inbreds in the last couple of weeks that we haven't done in a couple of years. Of course, we think back to a couple of years ago. In 2021, myself and TJ had a big falling out, and we didn't bother with it that Christmas. And of course, last year we weren't arsed. So it's great to be back this year on the Christmas airwaves and looking forward to 2024 and looking back at 2023. There's an awful lot to get through this evening, and we are in capable hands here with myself and Michael D. Sorry, I mean TJ.
We have kept our powder dry for many months now at this stage, but it's fair to say that we're absolutely frothing at the tip this evening. We have a lot of meat and two veg to get our teeth around, and we're very much looking to get stuck into that right from the very get-go with you, the Mayo Are Back fans and diaspora as well. So without further ado, we'd like to, I suppose, set the scene for all the folks listening out there and let you know what we're up to. We're just having our Christmas dinner. For the entire month of December, I insist on having turkey and ham every single day, washed down with two glasses of milk. And I feel that it just fuels me to be as inbred as I need to be over this festive season. How are you manifesting yourself thus far, Fat Larry? How's Christmas 2023 been for you?
It's been going well so far, TJ. I have to say now, I had my first Juk Nullag in the third week of October, and I've followed on in that vein very much since. There's been a lot of hot whiskies being drank and a few hot ports, and you know yourself, just kind of trying to keep tipping over. It's been very dark this winter now, I found. It seems like it's been a lot darker than previous winters. But you know, it's been good, you know, up to now. You know, you often hear around Christmas time people saying, you know, if you haven't got anything nice to say, don't bother saying it at all. Well, I'd like to categorically come on the record and say this evening that that will not be happening here this evening. As our loyal listeners know, the Christmas special is all about getting things off your chest, your big hairy chest, before the new year starts and the FBD League starts at the beginning of January. So we will be wiping our slate clean this evening, as it were, and we'll be setting ourselves up for what promises to be a very big 2024. We're not going to say that it's going to be any different to any of the other years, but a new year nonetheless, TJ.
So what you're saying, Fat Larry, is New Year, same old you. You're not going to be doing any of these New Year's revolutions or coming and trying to change your angle of how you approach things at this stage. You have a tried and trusted method of podcasting and indeed living your own life, I suppose, as it were, that has been proven to be very successful down through the years. We've been on the podcasting airwaves for many, many years now. You could call us veterans of the game if you wanted to, but I suppose this is what the fans want to hear. Would you agree with those sentiments, Fat Larry, at this stage?
Totally, TJ. Yeah, like I think back to a couple of weeks ago when TJ got in contact with me about, you know, recording a Christmas special. And I turned around and I said to him, well, I don't think we've done any of those before. But then to my surprise, I actually looked back and realized that we had done at least four at this stage. So that kind of goes to show, you know, we're getting very old and forgetful here, but our method is working very well. I don't know if we can say the same for the Mayo football team, but we're going to stick at what we've been doing for years now. And you never know, one of these years, it might work out for us. You know, I can't come on here and say that I'm going to be totally positive and festive this Christmas, but you know, I'm going to try my best, TJ, to try and, you know, take as many positives from the year as possible that we can bring into 2024. Look, as I think, you know, I have to tip the hat here to some of the other podcasts who have, you know, continued to record throughout the year. You know, the same can't be said for ourselves. You know, we've had a long hiatus now since June. But I mean, you know, a lot of what's happened in the meantime, you know, it wouldn't fill you with too much enthusiasm or anything, TJ. You know, it's some of what we've seen has been total shite. But look, we're going to try and end the year well, and hopefully 2024 is going to be a better year.
You're right, Fat Larry. There was people, I suppose, getting in touch with us and kind of asking the big questions. You know, would we be commentating on the Mayo GAA club season, as it were? Would we be giving our two cents on that particular topic? And I suppose the answer to those people has always been no, absolutely not. We wouldn't really have any interest in that kind of thing whatsoever. We kind of need to pace ourselves. We're at the stage in our podcasting careers now that we need to conserve that little bit of spunk, that little bit of jizz, if you know what I'm talking about. We need to pace ourselves. We need to hibernate. We need to winter well. And looking at you, Fat Larry, from across the Zoom platform that we're on this evening, it seems to be that you are wintering quite well. It looks like those Juk Nullugs have been standing to you that you've been having since October.
They have, surely, TJ, absolutely. You know, this, I do often wonder, is the screen on this thing getting smaller as the years go on? But I don't think that's the case at all. I think I'm just swelling at a rate of knots now. And that's okay. And I think to, you know, the inbreds out there now who are listening, you know, make sure now you do winter well and enjoy the Christmas. But I've no doubt that they are doing that very, very well as a supporter group. We really do winter well here in Mayo. But, you know, as happens most years now, you'll get up on Christmas morning and you'll wander down to your living room and, you know, one of your inbred family members will have probably gone out and bought you a new Mayo half zip top or maybe a new Mayo gilet in a new size up. And that's kind of the sign then, TJ, that, you know, the FBD League is coming very, very close and Mayo football is going to return to our screens again. So it's a very exciting time of year and a very special time of year as well for everyone.
And I suppose just to touch on that point, if you are still in the market for a Christmas present for a loved one or a Mayo inbred whom you hold very dear, or even if you've gotten me in the work secret Santy, I would say maybe a new pair of Mayo underpants could go down quite well, because I found the underpants I was wearing earlier on in the season this year, and they're an awful mixture. They're in an awful tattered state at the moment. We have the euphoric pants that we were wearing back in March and April when we were flying high and going so well in the league. And then we have, I suppose, the musty smelling pants that were worn towards the championship.
Yes.
And I think they could do with freshening up.
They could, definitely. There's a lot of colours, a lot of textures, and a lot of kind of, I suppose, scents going on there. There's a lot going on at Christmas now. And when you throw that into the mix, TJ, I don't think it makes for very palatable listening to the listeners out there. So if anyone out there would like to buy TJ a new pair of underpants for the Christmas, I, for one, will be very, very grateful to you. But I suppose you mentioned there, TJ, it's probably a great place to start. The year kind of started off very, very well for us, didn't it? And then it sort of plummeted and went quite limp towards the end when you think about it. When you think to when we were above in the dome there back in January, you went into the National League then, where it felt like myself and yourself were recording three or four podcasts a week. Such was the euphoric nature of Mayo winning games in McHale Park, of course, something that we wouldn't be very used to. And then, of course, the championship, it kind of just fell flat in its face, really. Would you be able to put your finger on why that happened, or why were Mayo so shite in 2023?
Well, the only person I think who deserves to be fingered for that is the Mayo manager, Kevin McShay, because the book has to start with him and the book has to be read by him. And when he decides to put the book down and close it, that's when that particular chapter is finished with. And I'm not saying that he should be removed from his post with immediate effect, but I am saying that some of the shite that we saw throughout the summer months in the high end of the season, it was very, very disappointing from a Mayo back perspective. And I think all of the fans around the country would echo those sentiments that we're expressing at this particular venture of the podcast. Now, I will actually stop myself for a moment if I can, and I believe I should, And just to refer to my own notes that I was making last night, and the first thing I think that would be remiss of not to mention on today's podcast, up Mayo.
You absolutely know. TJ, I there's written right in the middle of my flow chart here on my little Excel spreadsheet that's open on my my laptop here, and I've got a couple of things that I said there at the top of the show. I wanted to get them off my increasingly large hairy chest at this stage, you know, before the new year begins. You know, the club season, TJ, I suppose it had kind of sicken your arse really in a way, but you know, there was it brought a little bit of excitement. You know, it was nice to see some of the Mayo players going out and getting, you know, quite nasty with each other. I thought there was definitely a bit of spice there. There was a few old rivalries being rekindled around the place, and it was nice to see. Would there be any players there now that would they be getting you in any ways aroused, I suppose, would be the, for want of a better word, about, you know, maybe improving the old Mayo team now in the new year?
Absolutely, Fat Larry. And I think in order to improve this team, we very much have to start looking within. It's no good looking outside the camp and thinking of the what ifs and the maybe, you know, maybe we should and all that sort of carry on. We need to look at what we have, look at the equipment and the tools that we have at our own disposal. And I was looking at my old tool for long enough, but I brought it down with me to Park for the Junior B Championship final between Achill and Kilcommon. Two teams that I would hold in very, very, very high esteem and in very high regard indeed. They played out just one of the most frenetic, fantastic, fist-filled displays of attacking footwork and football skills that I think 7 or 8 of those lads from each team should be called up definitely. They should have pints taken out of their hands over the Christmas and be put into intermediate sort of training, a training zone or a space that'll allow them to go on and represent Mayo in the future. Maybe not in 2024, maybe in 2029 or something like that. But I just think there was enough rawness and enough inwardness in those little pockets of Mayo, and we need to be enthused by that, and we need to get that to the forefront of our team. Because we've heard about teams in the past being filled with fancy Dans. I actually think this Mayo team has one or too many fancy Dans on it now at the moment. And it's your red raw roasters from the back end of Kilcommon, Gisala, all the way up around, you know, the extremes. Even if you want to go down to the other side of things, that you want to take Kilmaine, Shrewl, the Neil, take them into the equation. These are the sort of players that I would be filling up my Mayo stockings with this year, if you know what I mean.
I do often, TJ, get asked by different people around the county, you know, what is it that makes the Mayo We're Back podcast just so loved and successful over the years? And I suppose that last 2 minutes of monologue that you went on there has, you know, it would certainly, if you could just ring fence that and just release it in a podcast in itself, that would be, you know, most beneficial to Mayo supporters out there, definitely. You know, you're dead right. I mean, there's just, you're talking about a sense there. I think definitely, you know, one thing that we've tried for years here in Mayo is we've gone and picked, you know, good athletes and fit footballers and, you know, lads who look the part and fill out the jersey. And, you know, it hasn't worked, TJ. That's the reality of it. You know, sometimes you just need someone with plenty of stones and someone who can kind of throw their weight around and barrel into fellas. And, you know, who's to say that it won't work? You know, definitely I didn't make it to that particular Achill Ballycastle game, but I have seen some great performances from, you know, the Moygowners of this world. And, I think Northern Gales were absolutely stunning this year. I think, you know, those lads, you know, if they keep going the way they're going at that rate of improvement that we saw in 2023, they could be winning a senior championship in no time at all. So definitely, I think we need to look beyond, you know, your Castlebars and your Westports and your fancy Dans from this neck of the woods and maybe cast the net a little bit wider.
And we do need to think about some of the smaller clubs out there who are struggling. There's been a couple of rumours going around the county town this month, if you're familiar with where I'm talking about. They reckon there could be an amalgamation taking place there between Castlebar, Braithwaite, Éilean Éidí, Park and maybe Westport probably have enough resources themselves now at the moment with what would Allergan giving them 50 million a year. But I think if you took all of the teams in Castlebar and the Hinterland and amalgamated them all into one club, they might have some chance at taking home a county title in the club spheres. I believe St. Philomena's is the name that's being tipped for them going forward into 2024. And if you are involved in your local club at the grassroots level, you might want to put your hand up and suggest that that could be a good idea going forward into next season.
Absolutely, yeah. And sure, look, it's a long time now till we'll see any club football again. But the old club's got a good bit of news there, TJ. JP McGuinness donating some hard-earned money to Mayo clubs around the county. I was just wondering if you'd be able to cast your keen, intelligent eye on the situation and maybe suggest how Mayo GA might make a total fucking hames of distributing that particular money over the coming weeks. What do you see coming of that?
I suppose the only place to start with that would be the last time around. There was a precedent set for this before when JP McAnus put his hands into his very, very large pockets and he dished out, I believe it was something to the tune of €1,000 for each club in the county. Now, the Mayo County Broad, in their infinite wisdom, they decided to fuck over two or three clubs and just leave them out entirely. Mm. I think it was Ballyvarry Gales, the Carris /Castle Hurlers, and St. Annes's. All three of those clubs went without any money that time around. Yeah. Now, this time, I've crunched the numbers, and they reckon €14,706 is how much is due to every club in the county if Mayo GAA dish out the funds correctly and fairly. Now, I think there's a lot of waste going on at that level. If I was them, I would probably ring fence that money and use it for something more important. I suppose coming into the winter months, Fat Larry, we need to have a look at our cars because the cold spell of weather that we've been having can affect the engines in very peculiar and particular ways. So I think the Audi A13 could need a good servicing over the winter if Kevin McStay isn't willing to get his own spanner out and look under the hood or the bonnet. Mm-hmm. I think myself or yourself would be two very fit and well-bodied men who'd be able to do that. I think the James Carr could maybe do with a new suspension or possibly have a look at the anti-brake system in his particular engine this season. I suppose there's a few other players I'd slip into that category as well. They just need a little bit of rehabilitation and maybe the money could be spent on that.
Yeah, definitely, TJ. I think, you know, it's the time of year now to make sure that the rusty trumpets are well oiled, I suppose, and, you know, plenty of lubricant, put in all the different kind of cracks and crevices around the place. Let that, you know, you can read into that whatever way you want. But, you know, make sure that they're well serviced now going into 2024, because, you know, it's going to, as we know now with this new split season that we do hear everyone talking about now, you know, the games do come thick and fast. You know, I hope for one personally that the grassroots in McHale Park are up to the standard now. I suppose we've been hearing a lot of people complaining about those particular grassroots. But, you know, thankfully, looking at the new year now, the children are going to have to be paying a fiver into McHale Park to watch games, which I think is a total disgrace. But if nothing else, it might line the pockets of you know, the Mayo GA chiefs a little bit more and give us a little bit more spending power. Because I think when you see the Dirty Dubs back in action again, and, you know, I suppose since we had our last podcast here, the Pricks went and won another All-Ireland. I'd rather not talk about this. You know, I don't want to be getting any Mayo supporter down now coming up to Christmas, but we'd want to be ready to give those lads a good going over now in 2024, I think.
I think we could pause and genuflect and just say, fuck the Dubs at this venture, because we've always had that as one of our strongest sentiments that we like to echo on this particular podcast. But we can't be looking too far into the future, whether the season is split or whatever, which way the season manages to manifest itself. We can't look too far ahead. We need to have a very narrow focus and we need to be very short-sighted in our vision for the upcoming year. And I think that we could earmark the centre of mediocrity, the Connacht Centre of Mediocrity above in Bacon, at the Bacon Factory end, And we need to realise some of the facts here at the moment. There's not enough hot air in the dome at the moment. Because we were so shite in the championship and because we were all left so deflated and so flaccid, for want of a better word, that basically there has not been enough hot air coming out of the arses of the Mayo fans, and there's a serious lack of it in there at the moment. So that's going to cost in the tune of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, to repair the air in the dome. And that's not even to start mention about the grassroots on the actual pitch, Fat Larry. So we can't be getting too far ahead of ourselves and thinking about, I suppose, All-Ireland celebrations at this stage of the season. We need to focus on brass tacks. We need to look forward to the big one. And that is a game that needs absolutely no introduction to the true fans who know that Mayo are due to face London. The greater metropolitan area of London will be travelling to the back arse end of Ballyhaunas to play our Mayo superstars on January the 7th. And to be honest with you, Fat Larry, I can't wait for this Christmas crack to be over and for us to be getting stuck into the front end of the FGB League.
Yes, I completely agree, TJ. And one thing I love about the FBD League is when you go to the games and you haven't a clue who any of the players are. That's something that I'm really looking forward to. There's something very therapeutic about going, I suppose, abusing young fellas in a Mayo jersey who have had no hand nor part in, you know, stopping Mayo from winning an All-Ireland over the past 70-odd years. But you hold them to the exact same standard as your big names, you know, your O'Connors or your whatever you want, the players that might have shipped a lot of flack. I suppose the main culprits now have all kind of retired at this stage. So I suppose it's hard to be blaming, you know, your James Carrs and these type of lads for not doing the job. They're trying their best. But, you know, I suppose you were speaking there about hot air, TJ, and We'll be without a bit of hot air in our changing room this year after Liam McHale stepped away. I know you were very disappointed about that. Himself and Kevin McStay had a bit of a falling out, I believe. Now that's complete. That could be completely fake as well. But I reckon they had. And I suppose to cast our mind back to Ballyhane, you know, I wonder was there a bit of a split in the camp there, or did you hear any rumors of maybe? A bit of an ousting, maybe, or am I just speculating there?
I wasn't so much disappointed about that, Fat Larry, but I did think it was an absolute downright deplorable disgrace. I hope that the decision to unceremoniously oust him from the camp, at least I hope it was done democratically. I hope there was maybe a clubhouse central enough in Mayo earmarked where the players and the 55 strong management team could all go and have their say on whether they wanted Liam McHale to stay or go. Personally, to me as a Mayo fan, I couldn't give a hoot. I couldn't give a rat's ass, because I don't really believe managers have any impact on football matches. I've always said that it's the 15 players who you put out to play the game at the start of the day and the 15 players who are on the pitch at the end of the day, including for a little bit of influence from the referee. We know that the referee has obviously rode us on many, many times down through the years, and there was many All-Irelands lost plainly because of the referee. But ultimately, I think the burden of the blame has to be put onto the players. And the mangers, really, I mean, I'm probably repeating myself at this venture. If you go back and listen to some of the earlier episodes, yourself and myself, we would have always said that the team should be managed by five priests, one from each quadrant of the Mayo sort of circumsphere, and possibly the Archbishop. And the five of them should sit down, all put forward the players from their own constituencies that they demand to have on the field, work it out, hash it out amongst themselves, and have that be the team that goes out and represents us in the championship.
Absolutely, yeah. The five high priests. And I suppose what always works is, you know, if you have four guys from the four corners of Mayo and one kind of overlord sort of sitting among them, you know, what would always work well is that if the four fellas kind of from around the place have absolutely no say whatsoever and all responsibility and, leadership lies with that one man in the middle. That's kind of, you know, I don't like the way the world is going nowadays. You know, everyone seems to have an opinion. Even gobshites like myself even have an opinion nowadays, which kind of shows you, how things are going. But, you know, I definitely agree with you, TJ, there. I think, you know, unless the players pull their fingers out wherever they're stuck now, I think, you know, I think a management is just a bit of a sideshow. Just another thing that was interesting to me there, TJ, you know, you do hear kind of idioms at times, you know, people saying, you know, about the red sky in the morning being a sign of bad weather and the early bird getting up in the morning to get the, you know, the best of the pint or whatever. One, you know, little sign that I have, I suppose, to kind of give Mayo supporters a little bit of positivity going into 2024, because I'm sure that's what a lot of them are here for this evening. Another, I suppose, old opinion that we've had here is that, you know, when the Mayo Wags are in good form, you know, it tends to filter into the team and kind of improve the whole mood and stuff. And I just noticed there that there was a, you know, there's been great Mayo weddings going on this winter, and there's been a lot of Mayo players, you know, getting bad knees, and it wasn't from playing football now. So do you think, you know, the Wags are kind of going well? They seem to be, you know, growing in strength in numbers now, and, you know, there seem to be quite a united front. You know, is that going to have a positive impact on the men now this year, do you think?
Oh, absolutely, Fat Larry. We have lamented in the past about the fact that this young crop of Mayo footballers we had, young guys, fabulous young guys, you know, not enough of them were bringing their Wags into the WhatsApp and having them really dictate how things go. It's kind of a new crop that has come through now, and we can see from the photographs circling over the last few weeks on the social media that there does seem to be strong, strong contenders in the Wag category now. And you want our Mayo players to be wagging their tails held high between their legs over the course of the summer months. And I think that a good Wag team in the background, working away in the WhatsApp group, you know, that kind of thing is very, very important. And I suppose at this venture, I do need to thank yourself, Fat Larry, for bringing such critique and such clarity to this podcast, because sometimes you wouldn't know what we could end up talking about on this show, but you come in every week or however often we do it, and your due diligence is always done, and you do make some absolutely excellent points. Now, before I let you say anything to that, I do want to shine the light at one particular sign of very, very, very good news that came on Instagram this week, and that was it's a picture. I'll paint the scene for any of the visual learners out there. You have four or five sort of Mayo caliber players standing around, some of them on the squad, some of them not quite on the squad at the moment. You've got one or two drinks in front of them. And this is now what I was delighted to see, because strength and nutritionists and conditioners that all tell you that maybe they should be on the shorts, maybe they should be drinking water. Absolute nonsense, in my opinion. There was one man drinking a pint of Guinness. It was absolutely brilliant to see. But even more impressive than that, there was one particular Mayo player who was drinking a bottle of Bulmers, a pint of Bulmers, and absolutely no ice. You could see even from the picture that it was as warm as a farmer's jocks in Bale on a sunny day. It was just a beautiful, beautiful looking pint, unspoiled by the ice. Yeah. Do you know who that player was, Fat Larry?
I could only speculate, TJ, but I would have to assume it would be a player from maybe the South Mayo region. If I was to hazard a guess, I'd be probably saying someone of the ilk of maybe Stephen Cohen.
Correct.
Wonderful. He's definitely up there with one of our most inbred players. I think it's you know, I'm hoping he'll have a very big say now for Mayo in 2024. You know, if he can, you know, kind of sprinkle those magic calf nuts or whatever he does have in that bucket of his, you know, and just to kind of sprinkle them out in the trough before Mayo training down in McHale Park. And I suppose if we could all sort of manifest the idea of all the Mayo players down on all fours, bent over the trough, eating the calf nuts, and I'm sure plenty of them have, you know, there's a lot of them who are, you know, growing and developing into fine, big, strong, strapping boys, TJ, and you know, when you couple that with how handsome some of them are, I think we're so lucky, I think, here in Mayo, just have a fabulous, fabulous team. And if they could only, I suppose, stop losing big games in Croke Park now, they really would be the perfect team, I think.
What beautiful imagery that you've given us there, Fat Larry. You certainly do know how to paint a picture with words. Now, I suppose as we start to begin the introductory phase of this podcast, listeners are probably wondering what's going to be coming up over the course of today's show. Well, I suppose there's no better place to start than by introducing and saying our hellos and just doing that little bit of housekeeping that we deem to be very necessary on the show. We'll also be turning our attention to you, the fans, and we will be looking into Santi's sack, as it were, with the Mayo Are Back mailbag that we threw up on Instagram earlier on. And the Inbreds have been absolutely thirsty. Their responses came filtering in by the bucket load as soon as we put that message up. So have no doubt about it, Fat Larry. We will have to dip our hands into the sack and pull out a few little messages from the fans and get back to them. And I suppose to round out today's podcast, I would like to ask you a couple of little questions about Christmas traditions that you have in your own house and what's going to be coming up over the course of this wonderful festive season that we're having. Is that okay with you, listener? And is that okay with you, Fat Larry?
Absolutely, TJ. Yeah, no, it's definitely a special time of year. You know, when I think of Christmas, I always think of, you know, inbreds walking around the place, you know, decked out in Mayo colours all the time. You know, it's lovely to see the red and green there. I do love, I suppose, it's been a custom for me, TJ, first and foremost, that every year I get 5 or 6 new items of Mayo GA clothing. I think that's always, you know, the first port of call for myself. I do like to get up when I'm walking down the stairs with my Mayo pajamas on Christmas morning. I do love going down and seeing a lovely new gilet or a nice warm winter jacket to throw on. I suppose last Christmas I was the very lucky recipient of a set of Mayo bedspreads that you got me, you know, for Secret Santa, and they were very much appreciated. And I've actually been I've been using them all year. I haven't taken them off the bed at all. So, you know, maybe someone out there might maybe get me a new set this year, and I might, you know, retire the other ones maybe. Other traditions now, I suppose, for the 12 days of Christmas, I do like to go back and watch the 12 All-Ireland finals that Mayo have lost since they won the last one. I do like to start off at the top back in 1989, and I do work my way through them all. And I suppose at this rate of going, it'll be fucking the end of January before I'll finish the last of them, or maybe I might start watching them into early December. But that's a lovely tradition, and I don't know what I'd do if we started winning them. I probably would just stop watching games altogether, I'd say.
And do you enjoy that, Fat Larry? Is that good for your, I suppose, your brain?
I love it. Yeah, I do. I absolutely love it. I do love kind of sitting down with every evening with a fresh bucket of heroes, and I do mow through them. I suppose it's kind of one a day is kind of how I like to do it, and into town then afterwards, then, you know, eat the dinner. I don't bother washing up, just into town, wash down the dinner with a few pints, and then get up the following day and do it again. I do like, kind of, you know, at Christmas it's a nice time of year as well. You do be off work for a few days. I just like to go out the back garden up the field on my toes, and I start to like kind of roar in the names of Mayo players. I might say, like, fuck you, Matthew, you know, things like that out the back garden, just at the top of my voice. You know, it's nice, I suppose, just to kind of meditate while you have a bit of time off. I think it's a great way of passing the time.
That's absolutely gorgeous to hear. I suppose it would be remiss of me not to, at this stage, offer to you, Fat Larry, to pull a little Christmas cracker. I have a little Christmas cracker here if you want to. Yeah. Virtually speaking, we'll give it a little pull and we'll see what pops out of the Christmas cracker.
Yeah. All right. What's that now?
Oh, we have a little joke here. Would you like to hear it, folks?
Oh, yes.
What's the difference between Father Christmas and Fat Larry?
Please tell me.
Father Christmas's abnormally large sack is hanging over his shoulder, whereas Fat Larry's one is a little bit lower down than that.
Oh yes. That's absolutely. Nice, yeah. No, I said now the sack has taken a bit of a pounding now over the past couple of years following this Mayo team, TJ. There's it's fair to say, but hopefully this year now we'll get the wind back in our sails and a bit of bump back in our legs, and you know we'll have reason to be up to Dublin now to have a few pints and to watch Mayo in a few big games.
Can I talk about the Christmas dinner for a moment?
Absolutely.
Because I just think there's a big comparison to be drawn between the Christmas dinner that you'll be eating now on the big day and sort of the Mayo team that we have going into 2024. You know, we all know who our turkey is. We all know who our ham child is. And we love Kevin McStay's gravy that he has been so willing to pour over this team and over the fan base over the last 12 months. We love all of that. But I suppose you also have to think about your Brussels sprouts.
Mm.
You need them on your table. You need them on your dinner plate. You know, to use another euphemism, some people have to lift the piano and some people have to play the piano. And Mayo need to get that balance right in 2024. So I would like to see maybe a couple of more Brussels sprouts added to the team, because we all know where the prime beef in this squad is. We all know the who's a lovely, lovely head of mash on them, or who has a nice big red roaster face on them. But I think a couple of more Brussels sprouts dotted throughout the team would add a little bit of, I suppose, a crunch that this Mayo team has lacked in years gone by. And I suppose not only just the Brussels sprouts, but also the parsnips. And speaking of parsnips, we'd like to say a big hello to the CEO of the GPA, Tom Parsnips. He didn't get in touch with us this year, but
no doubt he's listening in, though, I'd say.
There's no evidence not to suggest that he wouldn't be wishing us a very happy Christmas from all at the GPA as Mayo are back go forward into what could be our biggest year yet, Fat Larry. I think if you look back at some of the tactical ruins we've had over the course of this podcast, that the best is yet to come for Fat Larry and TJ.
Definitely, TJ. Yeah, all the evidence would suggest that we're only really, really getting going, I suppose. You know, I'd say we've only scratched the surface, really, in terms of where we can go and what kind of stuff we can come up with here on a weekly basis. I think it's overall, TJ, I think where I'm at the moment now, that the glass is kind of, it's definitely half full, I'd say. You know, there's definitely a lot to be looking forward to. You know, hopefully in the FBD League now, you know, we'll see. I suppose it's, as you said there, TJ, there's a lot of meat on the plate. There's a lot of veg on the plate as well. And I suppose Kevin McStay is covering that team with brown gravy, which is, you know, good. But what I suppose I would like to see going into the new year, TJ, would be just to see the option of maybe someone providing us with a bit of a kind of cream sauce to go on the dinner. Just, I think, something a little bit different. You know, it's, I think we do it very well in Mayo, but sometimes it's good to have different options, you know, and different styles. And, you know, maybe some people might be more into the kind of a creamy mushroom sauce, maybe to shower over everyone. So, you know, I suppose, looking ahead to that now, hopefully in the league, we might be able to unearth a few new players. And you said yourself, you know, a few more young Brussels sprouts there that might, you know, blossom and grow into fully blown heads of cabbage at some stage. That would be definitely my wish for the Christmas. And look at, if I could get up on Christmas morning and find a Mayo player wrapped up under my Christmas tree, that would be absolutely gorgeous as well. So those are kind of my big hopes now for the coming Christmas season.
Now, Fat Lars, I have to cut through the chaff now. And I have to tell you straight away that we're running a little bit short on time this evening, folks. Unfortunately, we have an absolutely stuffed mail sack that we'd love to get our teeth into. And I think, Fat Larry, if it was okay with you, we might possibly come back for a part two, as it were. Maybe a double up on the Christmas special. We'll leave it at this for today. And we'll come back in a day or two with a little added bonus episode, all the mailbag questions read. We might even have a guest on for a little chat. And we'd love to hear the feedback from you, the Mayo Half Bakes, on this particular episode.
Yes. Yeah, you've been, you know, I suppose it's the least we can do, TJ. The fat inbreds out there have been very, very good in 2023. They've been well behaved, boys and girls. So I think we owe it to them, having completely ignored them and not been arsed to do anything since June. So definitely. So I suppose just for myself signing off, I just like to say thank you to everyone for, you know, taking the time or wasting your time, whatever way you'd like to look at it, to listen to us this evening. And yeah, we'll be speaking to you again, I'm sure, over the Christmas period.
Thank you, Fat Larry, for making time in your busy schedule to speak with me this evening. We promise you, the fans, that we will be back for a part two, if you want it. We hope to see you all then. Make sure to enjoy a little glass of port or maybe a little bit of sherry over the Christmas season. And if you find any of your loved ones, make sure to fist them underneath the mistletoe and pull your own Christmas cracker around the clock. That's all from me, TJ, signing off now. Until next time, Merry Christmas, you filthy inbreds.
This is the king here. From Ballyhowness. We're playing Assembly Final today. We're Shepherd William. You know we are the best. This year, to win the All Ireland. Up, 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 up the king of Ballyhowness. Come on, Mia. Yep, Mia, for the stop. Come on. Come on, Mia. Yeah! Down King! Yep, yep! 57 today! My own little town back at home in the west of Ireland.